In Afghanistan, the ruling Taliban has detained an American aid worker and six of her employees, all Afghan women. The Taliban has also delivered an edict to foreign aid groups working in Kabul, telling them to dismiss their local female staff. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
Aid officials say that Mary McMacken, who runs an NGO called Parsa, was picked up yesterday afternoon, along with eight male and six female members of her staff, by members of the Taliban's Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The eight men were later released. An official in the Ministry of Planning confirmed the detentions, but gave no details as to the reason. The detentions come just 3 days after the Ministry of Planning abruptly informed the United Nations and private NGOs all local female staff would have to be fired from their job. The terse one-page edict said that employing female staff was against the policy of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. A 1998 Memorandum of Understanding between the Taliban and the UN allows women to be employed in certain fields such as health and education. Women are otherwise forbidden to work outside the home under the Taliban's interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Some observers here see the edict and the subsequent detention of the American and her female staff as more than just a coincidence. They say the detentions are meant as a warning to the NGO community to abide by the new edict or face repercussions. UN and other NGO officials today met with Taliban officials in Kabul to try to find out more about the new edict. They emerged from the meeting only with the assurance that further clarification would come sometime in the future. Until then, many NGOs are expected to tell their female Afghan staff to stay home to avoid any confrontations with agents for the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. It's unclear whether the new edict reflects the thinking of the Taliban leadership as a whole or only that of some hardliners here in Kabul. The head of the UN mission in Kabul, Eliane Dutoit, today said she was hopeful the issue could be resolved with a little time, a little patience, and further negotiation. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.